at 104. It's her radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Remember that picture, Gone with the Wind? What will I do? I work like hell and I can't get nowhere. They put a pair of pajamas on me and throw my pants in a basket. Gone with the wind, all right. All the work I do and I ain't getting any place. You know what I mean? Gone with the wind.
guess what? It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Laure Craner, the Austrian actress, restaurateur, and cabaret singer-songwriter. She performed from the early 1970s into the 2000s, and she just passed away at 89. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Laure Craner, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Mancher wollte schon das Perpetuum mobile erfinden, leider war bis heute jedes Exemplar ein großer Bluff. Aber heute kann ich große Freude euch verkünden, denn es gibt schon lange eines und das ist der ORF. Jahrelang haben sich die Forscher ihre Köpfe zerbrochen, wie das ohne Antriebskräfte funktioniert. Doch die Theorie und Praxis haben einander widersprochen und man war sehr irritiert. Dabei haben wir's direkt vor der Nase. Man nimmt einfach Stückchen von einem Ringelgespül, setzt sie zusammen, auch wenn sie gar nicht passen. Hauptsache ist, jeder Teil tut, was er will. Es schaut zwar nicht aus, als ob's von einem Architekten ist. Man sagt eher, der Erbauer war ein Karikaturist. Doch für diesen Apparat, da besteht kein Tabu. Was man nur findet, haut man dazu. Und dann wird der Wind bestimmt, welchen Weg er nimmt und woher er kommt. Von links, rechts, oben, unten. Gott sei Dank die Richtung gefunden. Frische Brisen kann man nur begrüßen. Dadurch schafft man wieder frische neue Antriebskraft. Oft schaut's aus, als ob's zum Stillstand kommt. Doch eh so weit ist, reagiert man prompt. Und man holt gleich die Gelehrten namens Medienexperten. Und weil die zu wissen glauben, bringen's ab. Neue Schrauben, dann wird bissel renoviert und mit gleichen Fettnapf geschmiert. Keiner glaubt's und doch, oh Wunder, wie zum Trotz, da rennt das müde Werkel frisch und munter. Dabei hat es mittendrin als Wahrzeichen ein großes Loch, aber was stört das schon die Maschine? Sie bewegt sich doch, Simsalabim, Mysterium, Primborium, Kuratorium. Teufelszeigel, Hexenlöcher, schwarze Künste, Schwefeldünste, Pech und Blecher. Ist das Ganze denn noch sauber oder nur ein fauler Zauber? Durch den starken Druck werden öfter Apparierten ausgekaut, aber mangels besserer Stücke werden sie wieder eingebaut. Was gibt dem Ganzen Halt, dass es nicht auseinanderfällt? Paragraphen und Lizenzen, aber gute Maschinisten für Betriebskonferenzen, Senf von Fernsehjournalisten. Ja, ich glaube, jetzt hab ich's. Natürlich. Das ist's Geheimnis von dem Krempel. Auf dem Berg des Königl steht weithin sichtbar das Exempel vom Perpetuum mobile, das sich ganz einfach weiterdreht. Klar, dass man für so ein Wunder die Gebühren stets erhöht. Für das Gerät. Die Rarität. Nicht? Staunend steht das Publikum, weil es heute nicht versteht, warum sich's dreht. Es ist zu blöd. Wieso das geht, versteht es nicht.
Ich bin ja selber schon ein Perpetuum mobile, zu blöd, zu blöd, zu blöd, zu blöd, zu blöd.
On to the pre- and penultimate radio obituary for Herman Cain, the American business executive, writer, and Tea Party activist. Harumph. Although he had a master's in computer science, he joined the Pillsbury Company, where he became vice president. He also moved on from there to be a successful business executive at Burger King and was appointed chairman and CEO of Godfather's Pizza, in which capacity he served from 86 through 96. You know that he had a run at the presidency. As a Republican candidate in 2012, he proposed his 999 tax plan and actually performed well in the debates. Herman Cain passed away at 74. He is the pre- and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Your door so the world can't do you no harm. I'd name every street in the city. I believe these words came from the Pokemon movie. The media pointed that out. I'm not sure who the original author is, so don't go write an article about the poem. But it says a lot about where I am, with my wife and my family, and where we are as a nation. Life can be a challenge. Life can seem impossible. It's never easy when there's so much on the line. But you and I can make a difference.
Well, the point was fast, but it was too blunt to miss. Life handed us a paycheck. We said we worked harder than that.
Good evening. As a duly designated representative of the city, I order you to cease any and all supernatural activity and return forthwith to your place of origin or to the nearest convenient parallel dimension. That ought to do it. Thanks very much, Ray.
When the income tax man comes around, oh, March of every year, when the income tax man comes around, I'm always broke, baby, and then you let me down. When I had money, I had friends from miles around. Oh, when I had money, had friends from miles around. Ain't got no money, baby, none of my friends. Loaf of bread, but all I can say, I would, baby, when an income tax man come around, oh yeah, I'm always through, baby, oh, and no, you let me down.
Handsome fella, he don't care much for mozzarella. He likes a little pizza every night. He don't care for Parmigiano spaghetti. He just wanted me to be always ready. Give him a little pizza every night. He give me a little kiss and then he hug me once or twice. I give him a little pizza and he hollers, "That's a nice." My mama, she always talk to me. A wife must always say CC when her husband wants some pizza every night. Look on me, I'm a mess, no. I'm a got a no time to go to no beauty parlor. I'm a busy, busy, busy. Got a 80 kids, just a plain careless. I keep hollering, "Maron, don't you want this macaron?" But no, he wants some pizza every night. He say if you are too tired, senora, I get it outside from my friend Leonora. I got to give him pizza every night. Not too fancy, not too plain, he makes it very clear. Just like you give it to me before we got to married, dear. No mushroom, no pepperoni, just a good plain pizza, no bologna. Got to give him pizza every night. Hey, Goomba, are you liking me so far, eh? You think I'm a nut, eh? Don't be crazy, I'm a no-nut. But I'm a married to some kind of nut. You got to be good, you got to be strong to keep on a cooking all night long when your husband wants some pizza every night. He say to me, long as you got your youth, a hair in your head and your mouth a tooth, you got to give me pizza every night. I got to keep a wide awake and keep my oven hot. If I fall asleep, he puts it in itself. Thanks a lot. So I give him pizza and lots of vino. That's why we got so many bambino. I just keep cooking every night. He act just like a Latin stallion. And you know what? He ain't even Italian. But mamma mia, he loves that pizza. Every night. Arrivederci.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And in that last, I guess it wasn't the last radio obituary. It was much earlier on in the program. I believe it may have been the post-initial radio obituary for Wayne Fontana. It was one of those things that I really can't stand about this new pre-recording method of doing the program and not queuing up a song, doing the obit, playing the song, because I totally forgot to tell you that that radio obituary was going to start with monkey content. Now, you could say, Belinda, instead of just telling us this right now, clearly you could have just re-recorded that obit and taken care of it, and no one would have ever known. Clearly you don't know who I am. The antepenultimate radio obituary is for Martha Roca, the Brazilian model. She was the first winner of Miss Brazil in 1954, and she was a runner-up to Miss Universe. She just passed away at 87. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary for Martha Roca, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Polegadas a mais, passaram a baiana pra trás, por duas polegadas e logo nos quadris, tem dó seu juiz. Por duas polegadas a mais, passaram a baiana pra trás, por duas polegadas e logo nos quadris, tem dó seu juiz.
Marta, Marta, não ligue mais pra isso não. Marta, Marta, ninguém tem o seu violão.
Polegadas a mais, passaram a baiana pra trás, por duas polegadas e logo nos quadris, tem dó seu juiz. Por duas polegadas a mais, passaram a baiana pra trás, por duas polegadas e logo nos quadris, só tem dó seu juiz.
Marta, Marta, não ligue mais pra isso não. Marta, Marta, ninguém tem o seu violão.
The penultimate radio obituary is for Bent Fabric, the Danish pianist and composer. He started a jazz ensemble after World War II and founded a label, Metronome Records, in 1950, but he's best known for his 1961 instrumental that translates to Around a Grand Piano. It became a hit in Denmark, but was then re-released worldwide under the name Alley Cat on ATCO the following year. It hit number one in Australia, 49 in Germany, and was a big hit in the U.S., hitting number two on the AC chart and number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. It sold over a million copies and was awarded a gold record. Bent Fabric just passed away at 95. It's the penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Do, 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 do Alley Cat.
Radio obituary tonight is for Wilford Brimley, the American actor and singer who became an extra in Western films after he served in the Marine Corps. He worked a little more than a decade as an actor to establish himself as a character actor in such films as The China Syndrome, The Thing, and Tender Mercies. Don't forget The Natural. He was the longtime face of television advertisements for the Quaker Oats Company and went on to promote diabetes education in his later years. Wilford Brimley just passed away at 85. It's the ultimate radio obituary just for him, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Wilford Brimley got a nice mustache.
Nice mustache.
Come bet his mustache grows really fast.
Really fast.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't hide it as a woman. I would ride it. Wilford Brimley got a nice mustache.
Nice mustache.
Well, Roy Hobbs used to call him Pops. When he took the New York Knights to the top. Right by South Red, too bad Farnsworth is dead, but you still got a sweet mustache.
Sweet mustache.
And Wilford Brimley kinda looks like my dad.
Yeah, he does.
Or that crazy uncle I never had.
Yep.
If he was here right now, I would tell him, wow, man, you got one badass mustache. Light it up now. taking notes. If his blood sugar falls, there's a number he can call, cause he's got one badass mustache.
Nice mustache.
Was the Brimley guy a nice mustache?
Nice mustache.
I know he used to whoop a lot of ass. In his saddle. When he's on his ranch gathering up those cattle. And when Hollywood calls, hell, we know he's got the balls, cause he's got one badass mustache.
It's badass.
Wilford Brimley got a nice mustache.
Nice mustache.
Brimley got a nice mustache, yeah he does.
That nearly wraps up tonight's Ultimate Radio Obituary for Wilford Brimley, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, and nearly wraps up tonight's episode. One final tune to go out on, and let me tell you, it's going to be one of those tunes that we always like to play in a radio obituary. But we're going to play one final tune, hand you over to the WMFO Freeform Automatron, who's going to take very good care of you until the next DJ arrives. And then you and me, we're going to hang out all week long over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, where I hope you had a lovely time tonight and that you will continue to have a lovely time all week long making me laugh. Please, God, please. So, like I said, one final tune, all week long, Automatron, all those things. We'll be back here next week on Saturday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, with more silliness for your stick-shaking action. Can't wait to see you back here then. On your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford.
Sleeping in the palm of your hand, you're bewitched and lost in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with the morning dew, and where the days go laughing by and love comes calling on you. Sleep on, bee, don't waken. I can't believe what just passed. She's mine for the taking. I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but she seems sweet and golden as a crown. A sleeping bee just told me I'm gonna walk with my feet off the ground when my one true love I have found. Sleeping in the palm of your hand, and lost in love's long looked after land, where you'll see a sun up sky with the morning dew, where the days go laughing by and love comes a calling on you. Sleep on me, don't waken, I can't believe what just passed. She's mine for the taking, I'm so happy at last. Maybe I dream, but she seems sweet, golden as a crown. A sleeping bee done told me I'm gonna walk with my feet off the ground when my one true love I have found.
No time for reminiscing, not me, sir, thanks a lot. All the hugging and the kissing that I really never stop. You think you got me pinned, cause you see the snow on top. But you can ask my baby, you don't know diddly squat. Thank you.
rock and roll music and why I preach against it. I believe that it is a contributing factor to our juvenile delinquency of sex.
DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour. 120 minutes of rockabilly, hillbilly, old country, 50s R&B, and vintage rock and roll.
I know what it does to you.
Friday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m., alternating with Steve Harnish and the Bingo Show. Only here on WMFO in Medford.
If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
Want some now? Just search the web for DJ Easy Ed's Variety Hour to find the website, Blogspot, Facebook and MySpace pages, and Apple iTunes podcasts. Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web.
It even vibrates like real.
Baby, don't you know that true love is blind? Cause you don't even have to look. Could be reading a book. And I could sneak up on you from behind. You wanna, you wanna. If we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent. Halfway decent if it's yours and mine. Post-pubescent. So won't you tell me that you're acquiescing? You know that we could have a love so fine. Baby, you know you can tell. Tell me to go straight to hell. But we can make it if the stars align. You wanna, you wanna. If we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent. Yours or mine. Half decent. You don't look half decent. Halfway decent. It's yours or mine. Half decent. Halfway decent. Halfway decent if it's yours or mine.
Expectations.